This is Ted Kennedy. Low voter turnout in election means trouble for our democracy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for too long, we've regarded low voter turnout like the weather. We complain about it, but we never do anything about it. This year, turnout dipped below 50%, the lowest turnout in half a century. Many causes are responsible, Al, but the least defensible factors are the archaic voter registration requirements that make voting an obstacle course for millions of citizens. In too many jurisdictions, registration sites are inaccessible and the hours are inconvenient. Often, local officials have a vested interest in discouraging registration. They don't want new voters with new ideas to affect elections or upset the status quo. If the 49% turnout in 1988 doesn't shock Congress into action in 1989, Al, nothing will. Join me in a new Voter Rights Act, Al. The best way to raise voter turnout is to reduce the barriers to voter registration.
Ted, I do agree with you on the principle. We should find new and common sense ways to improve voter registration and voter turnout. But getting that done is a different story, my friend. You talk about a new Voting Rights Act, and folks out in the real world get real nervous. Not because of any desire to deny anyone the right to vote, but because they've seen most of your great voting schemes in action. Your party likes to vote names on tombstones. You and Mayor Daley love that. I do support bipartisan efforts to improve voter turnout, but the problem is not one of just finding more accessible registration locations. The real issue for all of us, Ted, as politicians, is to give voters a good reason to go to the polls. If we improve the quality of our candidates and of the campaigns, we'll improve that voter turnout, Ted. The trick is to find some way to accomplish that. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.